Now, tell me again, you help out with different people's boots, is that right? And how long have you been doing that, Peggy?
Oh, a couple years now.
Yeah? Had you been a long-time shopper at the farmer's market?
Oh, yeah, years and years. My brother was coming, we've all been coming 50, 60 years.
Oh, wow. Do you live in Ann Arbor?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have to drive over, or can you walk from where you live?
No, I drive, because when I go home, I got a lot of fresh fruit and vegetables. And
good point.
Don't want to go to the supermarkets in the summertime, because you get such good local stuff.
That's right. And you've always felt that way for 50 years?
Oh, yeah.
Because that's, you know, something that my generation is rediscovering, right? That we
can
get it at the market.
It's fun to talk to the people, and it's like all like family up here.
Mm-hmm.
And we, like Dennis, that were his, the husband.
Oh, that's Sally's husband? Okay.
Yeah. They were helping Joel put out the stuff, so I just went over there and helped them line up the stuff.
Is that when you started helping out? Just you would pitch in?
That was today.
Oh, okay. Today you were helping put the mums out?
Yeah, and because he has his all set up and Joe hasn't been too well.
Oh,
so.
That was good of you to help out. Hello.
She's getting me to stop here because I've come here since I was probably... two.
Oh, good. Well, I'm interviewing Peggy right now. Would mind? No, it's
but
would you come back, please?
I'll come back.
Please
she's
do.
She's been coming like about 40 years.
Oh, terrific.
Oh, more than that.
Well, I'd love to get you on tape, so come back. That'd be great.
I remember when we were young chicks together.
Oh, you still look like a couple young chicks to me.
With my mother.
Fantastic.
Now.
Thank goodness.
Bridget. Do you remember how I started working?
You can't remember how you started working?
How did you start working for
you? You just came over and you were visiting and talking, and we were busy, so you helped us.
That's Sally Sparr speaking, saying that that Peggy was coming to help them.
Yes, I have an alias. It's called Bridget. So.
How come your other name is Bridget?
Yeah, I have an alias.
I didn't know her name was Sally for a couple years. I mean,
right.
I never knew.
Yeah, we were friends, and Harold or her brother would stop by, and we would chat, and Peggy would stop by, and we would chat.
And what kind of busy? Like, you had so many customers you needed
so
help dealing with the people?
Peggy said, the customer needs, I can't talk to you. I have to take care, you gotta take care of the customer. So she said, I'll do it myself.
I think that's wonderful.
And then when Ralph gets busy,
and that's DeVelder's farm.
Yeah, or Dwight.
Who has the vegetables here on Saturday.
Yeah.
So do you come every Wednesday and Saturday?
I come over and help them.
Do you come every Wednesday and Saturday?
Yes. And all winter long, I was up there with the Nemas
and
helping them out.
Uh-huh.
They're the apple people.
Uh-huh.
And I helped them sell all winter long.
That's so good of you, Peggy. So are you retired from your career?
From the post office.
And you said you had carried the mail, is that right?
No, I was a clerk inside the post office.
Oh, okay. Which one?
25 years. I retired in 2002.
Oh,
so
my goodness.
I started after this helping out.
And nobody pays you? You just do this as a as a neighborly thing to do?
Oh, yeah. But a lot of people give me vegetables and fruit and flowers and things.
That's a fair payment. What do you get out of doing that kind of help, Peggy? Why do you do it?
Oh, it's just like family. This is my family down here now. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
My brother passed away in 2006. And this is my family now. I just enjoy helping out people. And
that's wonderful.
I enjoy talking to the customers.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any favorite customers, people you look forward to seeing show up?
Oh yeah, there was one guy that collects dragons, too. He comes around for flowers. And then there's a mail carrier that comes around, and we like to talk, and there's quite a few people that come around, and I like the way they talk. I help them at the flowers and spars, and then I go down to DeVelder's and help them out. They said, we just saw you over there.
That is really funny.
And I might be down there with the apples when they come by. And
that's great. And it's nice for the vendors because they sometimes need to run off and do something, and you can stay there. And
the cookie candy lady, Mai Tai, she needs help. She wants to need to go to the restroom or something.
Mm-hmm, because she's just by herself.
Yeah. And there's one guy that was stopped across the street, and somebody was going by and said, he wants to see you. So I went out there, and he said he needs some asparagus. And I said, they have them right across the way. And I said, he asked if I'd get it and hand me the money. I went and got him some, and then I went back and got him some more because it wasn't enough. He said he just had surgery on his foot and he couldn't come, so.
Oh, that's so good of you to do that running back and forth.
So he said, I appreciate it.
You're like everybody's helper.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrific.
It's fun. It's fun helping people.
I bet it is. Now, are you a cook at home when you're buying all this fresh food?
I'm by myself, so it doesn't pay to cook a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I made vegetable soup this last weekend.
Oh, that's good.
All food from down here.
Isn't that wonderful when you can do that?
Oh, yeah. I had celery, and I had beans, and I had all this stuff that I could bought from different places, and cabbage, and just put it in the soup. I even got the meat from the guy that sells the meat.
Yeah. I was just talking to him today about getting some soup bone the next time I'm down here.
Yeah.
That would be great.
So.
Well, good. Well, Peggy, thank you. Is there anything else you'd want to share?
Oh, well, I thought I'd tell you about the Amish boy. He always saved my brother 5 dozen eggs.
Now, this is an Amish farmer that you're talking about?
Yeah, okay. It's down here. And after my brother passed away from a stroke, he said, oh, I'm so sorry I got the eggs for him. Maybe I shouldn't. I said, that made his day. He was happy, and he would have bought them from somebody else if you didn't sell them to him, so don't worry about it.
But he loved it. They had that nice relationship.
Oh, yeah.
What would your brother do with 5 dozen eggs in a week?
Well, he would eat 2.5 eggs every morning.
Uh-huh.
He'd throw away the yolk throw away the white of the second egg, third egg.
Oh, is that right?
Which he shouldn't have done. But my brother used to talk to all the people. And
what was his name?
His name is Harold Singlier.
Okay.
And he liked coming down to the market, and he'd buy these tall lilies and put in his yard.
Really?
He had the beautiful yard, and he'd buy all these flowers from down here, and he'd always go over there and get a rose.
Uh-huh.
At least one rose and some other flowers.
Nice. Well, I bet they miss him around here.
Oh, yeah, they did. And I remember a long time ago, they used to give stuff a little bit cheaper at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And then people stopped coming till the end. They started coming at the end of the day.
To get the deals.
They find out they couldn't do that anymore.
Oh, really?
Because everybody waited.
So the farmers stopped doing that?
Oh, yeah, they had to. Some of them give the little deals, but it's the idea that they all waited.
Yeah, that's not fair.
You couldn't do that.
No. So. I'm glad you point that out. That is a big change.
Oh, yeah. I thought they were making a mistake, but it's up to them.
Mm-hmm.
They cut back a little bit, 50 cents or something, but not like they used to.